The chief executive of ACC is Megan Main. She's kindly with us for a kōrero today as we celebrate 50 years of what many regard as a groundbreaking kaupapa. Thanks for joining us on the program, Megan. Ko Dale Tene. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale. It's great to be with you.
Thanks very much. Back in 1973, the original ACC covered work injuries and car accidents, and an amendment the following year made it more comprehensive. It's been held up as an exemplar, too, of how this area might be serviced 50 years deep now. It's passed fast. I mean, it's been part of my life, all of my life, to be honest, Megan. What are some of the main issues that we should raise as we acknowledge 5 decades of the ACC scheme?
Yeah, thanks, Dale. And it is a pretty significant milestone for all of New Zealand. And it is world-leading. You know, other countries have elements of what we've got. They might have a workers' comp scheme or a road accident scheme. But, you know, our scheme covers all of the injuries that can happen to someone, whether it's work, on the road, playing sport, at home. And, you know, more recently in the last decade, we've provided support for victims of family violence, sexual violence. We cover injuries from medical treatment that doesn't go right. And we also support the whānau of people who die in accidents. And it's quite, you know, I'm quite keen to just make it really clear that cover is there for all New Zealanders and funnily enough, visitors to New Zealand as well. On, you know, what we call the no-fault principle. So, you know, you don't have to go to court and fight to get compensation if you've been injured somehow. But, though, you know, even though it's available to everyone, you know, we know that ACC hasn't always met the needs of Māori clients and Māori whānau. We know that there hasn't always been the breadth of choice and the types of services that reflect tikanga Māori, and we are really committed to tackling that, and I know, you know, we've spoken with you about that before.
Your green prescriptions and now the availability of rongoā Māori too suggests that ACC is agile enough or flexible enough to accommodate different approaches. It was once the envy of much of the Western world, this model that was championed all those years ago. Is it still fit for purpose 50 years on? Is our scheme as good as it can be from your read, Megan?
Look, it's an amazing scheme, Dale, and one of the features of it, of course, is through the levies we collect. Those levies fund the whole lifetime cost of the injuries that have happened to New Zealanders, and so, you know, one of the big things that makes it unique in the world as well is that we're not leaving that debt to future generations for the injuries that are happening to us today or the injuries that have happened to, you know, our whānau in the past. So that's quite an important part of it. But, you know, it has evolved over the years. You know, New Zealand and the world are very different to 50 years ago. As I say, about a decade ago, we started providing cover for victims of family violence and sexual violence. More recently, in my time, we've provided cover for maternal birth injuries, and we've had something like 9,000 maternal birth injuries claims. So that's, you know, 9,000 parents who've been able to get that additional support. And, you know, what I am pretty sure of is we will keep evolving into the future. And I suspect in 50 years' time, you know, there will be things that we don't even know about today, Dale, that will be happening that we'll need to provide cover for. And I really hope ACC is around in 50 years' time. You know, I think it's an important part of that social sort of safety net for New Zealand.
Tēnā koe, we've had a long association with Willie Jay, who was the former minister of ACC and brokered strengthening the relationships, including members of the senior management attending hui here at Ngāwhare Wātea, to be honest, Megan. So while we acknowledge this increased focus and improved support for kaupapa Māori through the ACC scheme, we are in the midst of a politically charged environment here, which is looking at more universal rollouts rather than targeted attention to Ngāi Māori. Has there been any political heat to alter the approaches that have seen Māori and the ACC come closer together in recent years?
One of the things about ACC is we are here for all New Zealanders, and there is plenty of evidence that shows that Māori are more likely to be injured than non-Māori, but less likely to claim from ACC. And we also know that in many regions, Māori are working in high-risk occupations. And so for us, this is about making sure that people who are injured get access. And for the first time this year, actually, we'll be reporting on barriers to access to the scheme by Māori and by some other identified population groups who we know aren't getting all of the support that they're entitled to. So to us, this is really fundamental to the ACC scheme, that we need to be able to provide services that mean that Māori will come forward and access that support. You've mentioned Rongoā. You know, we've also got our Hāpai case management service that's currently only in the North Island, but we're looking to roll that out. That's a culturally responsive case management approach grounded in Te Ao Māori principles. We've also got our Kaupapa Māori Navigation Service, which helps Māori clients and their whānau to break down some of those barriers to engaging and navigating. Because, I know that it's not always easy to navigate the complexities of ACC or the health system. We're working on Kaupapa Māori Health Services, which is really regionally focused services, mostly focused on prevention and support for victims of family and sexual violence at this stage. But that's designed by Māori, with Māori, for Māori. And, of course, that's available to everyone as well. You know, we've done that in Te Nui Wakarohi. We're currently starting that work in Tamaki Makaurau, and we want to keep rolling that out to me and to ACC, this is just a really important part of us making sure that we're delivering the ACC scheme for all New Zealanders.
It's been neat having a cordial with you, Megan. Thanks very much. ACC's 50, and Megan, I guess many others will be hoping it is around in another 50 years as well. Thanks for sharing some cordial about the organisation with our peeps today, Megan. All the best to you for the day and the weekend. Ka mihi.
My pleasure. Ka kite.
Ka kite. AU 603 Urban Māori Radio.